And Walker's very capable. You know, had a real good start to the year. You know, but he's going to get a great opportunity to play next year with the graduation of Briley Sweeney and Jimmy Davis and that. So I hope Walker has a real good off season, which I'm sure he will be. And he's a very capable defenseman, and it's, you know, had a real good year, had a solid year for us.
Coach, there's talk, of course, about moving away from regional sites to giving home ice to the top four or eight seeds in the tournament. What are your thoughts on switching to that system?
You know, I like the way it is. I'm just neutral sites, mainly because what you'll find is it's hard to win on anybody else. It's hard to win on the road. If you got to go into wherever it might be, Yost Ice Arena, and play Michigan and try to win there, it's tough, you know, and they could be the fourth seed, like Providence, you know, they're the fourth seed, and they're a good team, but, you know, they really had advantage of, you know, staying home and playing there, and the way the team schedule games now and whatnot, it just really favors the bigger programs, because they don't schedule many games on the road, and so consequently, they're going to be one of the, you know, top teams and win more games, and then they're almost buying the regionals or scheduling the regionals. So, you know, but I'm open to everything. I think, you know, anything that can make our game better. But I want every, you know, you just want some balance to it. And that's what makes a tournament beautiful, is teams have a chance to win. Like, could RIT go into Minnesota State and beat them? You know, that probably would have been a lot tougher than beating them in South Bend. So we'll see. I just like to make it a true national tournament, not more of a, you know, these home teams get, or these sites being at home teams rinks.
What about redshirting, Coach? Will you be using redshirts for guys like Devin Carroll and some of the other guys, and would that delay Angus Redmond's arrival on campus? What about other redshirts?
We talked about Devin, Mason Blacklock, Evan Anderson. Those would be three guys for sure that have a chance to redshirt, and we've discussed that a little bit with all those players, and we'll discuss that more going forward with them. But that won't affect Angus Redmond. He's more tied into when Jamie Phillips leaves.
All right, next question. Do the first-round NCAA tournament exits of the WCHA teams, being the Huskies and Minnesota State, hurt the league in terms of perception, do you think?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe when you see that they lost, but I think I was reading one column, the guy said, you know, when you look at the games, and if you watch the games and saw how they were played, and then take the full body of work over the season and how our league did. No, it doesn't. I think our league actually, perception-wise, made some real good headways this year, and that's good. And we all know anything can happen in the NCAA tournament. Heck, Minnesota's won their regular season and their playoff championship, and they get bounced in the first round. So, you know, the Big Ten. But no, I don't think it will. I think what's happened this year, I mean, hockey people know, and you know, they know. You know, we played really well against St. Cloud, and then Minnesota State played really well against RIT.
This is a question going back to a week ago, Coach, at the Final Five. Did all the tournament team members from the Huskies receive medals or ribbons?
Oh, from the Final Five?
Yes.
Yeah, you get a little token or some little award. Yes, you do get an award, just like we did in Fargo. We get a little award for your participation in the tournament.
All right, very good. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. And, yeah, we'll be right after this.
Butco's Party Store in Calumet has gone over the edge with March Madness deals store-wide. All 2 liters in stock, 4 for $5. All Mountain Dew 20-ouncers only, 2 for $2.22. Don't forget to check out Butco's expanded grocery line and a vast selection of energy drinks. Stay warm and comfy in the dead of winter with Keweenaw Alpaca gear. Sold only at your one-stop shop, Butco's, where the party starts in Calumet. All sales do not include tax or deposit. The Silverado 1500 was built to be strong. Strong enough to be named North American Truck of the Year. And now they're getting even stronger with two more ways to flex more muscle. The new 2015 Silverado 2500 Heavy Duties. Both come with available Allison Transmission and Duramax Diesel. Legendary names backed by over 100 billion miles of real-world experience. Strong just got stronger. Stop by Kissel Chevy in Calumet and see Charlie, Dave, or Mario.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Coach, I wanted to. I don't want to put you on the spot as far as what was your highlight of the year, as far as maybe the most important goal or anything like that. But one of the most important goals of the year was Mike Neville against Duluth.
Dumped in by Minnesota Duluth, 30 seconds remaining in regulation. Phillips will put it to some empty ice. Handed in off of the glass, nice clear up there. Actually, handed in from Neville. Hitting it across the line, kicks it to his forehand, swings it back over, scores! Oh, what a play! Hayden and the Devil! And the Huskies with 18 seconds left take a 4-3 lead. Are you kidding me?
Well, that one rates up near the top for me, Coach. That was, to me, one of the big goals that we really needed at the time, and Mike Neville and Tyler Hayden teamed up for it. That was awesome.
Well, it was, and especially given the whole situation with Mike's grandfather passing away, and he had missed a lot of hockey. I don't think we had played him the night before, and we had lost. No, that's a big win, and that helped us in our pairwise rankings and everything. And I think for me, the one real special series, obviously, or highlight was the Michigan series at home. I mean, I don't know. The crowds were incredible. You know, the Stanley Cup was there. First time we've had Michigan up here since I don't know when. I just thought that whole weekend was an event. I mean, you had the hockey games, but you had everything else going on, and then the level of play in the hockey, I thought was just incredible. I just thought that was a neat weekend, and you'd like to have one of those every weekend that you're home. So, but yeah, there are a lot of real special moments in this season.
Well, you talk about that Michigan series. It seems like 2 seasons ago, doesn't it? I mean, it just seems so long ago.
Well, Derek, just imagine. We've been going since September 15th. We were on the ice. And in that time, you know, football has started and ended and, you know, all the other sports. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. And it's a long year. You know, you're going 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week. It's long, you know, and it's a long year, and our guys did a fabulous job, and Tyler Schlass, can't give him enough credit of making sure our guys were ready to play and handling the grind, you know, that goes over that period. So, but, you know, fabulous year, and like I said, a lot of great support, and just want to take time to thank you and for all the work you've done, Dirk, and great job, and, you know, you make us proud, and obviously thank the station there, and it's fabulous to have an association with you guys.
Well, I appreciate it, and we love doing it, and I tell you what, we already can't wait. We wish we could have a shorter off season in a way. I mean, it is going to be nice to you know, kick back a little bit, but I sure wish we were in that Frozen Four, and I think we were very, very close to doing that, and I know how special the fans are that have been in the McGinnis Student Ice Arena have been to your coaching staff and to these players all year long.
Well, no question. You know, it's really the fans are fabulous. We have the best fans in college hockey, and if anybody questions that, you just look at the turnout down in St. Paul a couple of weeks ago. You know, you look at the turnout over in Fargo, where you know, we took on additional tickets from the NCAA. That's how high the demand was. You know, and to me, that speaks volumes of the passion and the excitement and the enthusiasm that our fans have for Michigan Tech and Michigan Tech hockey. And like I said, the outpouring of support in the emails, and I just can't thank people enough for all their positive, encouraging comments. And you know, and we'll do our best to make sure that we continue to keep this thing rolling. And they have our assurance that we're going to work our tails off and make sure that we, like I said, we continue to move this program forward.
All right, Coach, we are out of time. Thank you so much for checking in with us, even though you're not feeling that well. And we'll get some other Mel Pearson shows during the offseason all lined up, okay?
Well, thanks, Dirk. And to our seniors, just good luck. And then thank you for everything they've done for this program. They were fabulous. So I can't wait. We've got to do another show in the next couple of weeks because a lot will be happening.
Sounds good. That's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix